You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. We are live right now, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 8 p.m. to 11 Central, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I would love to talk to you. The last couple hours we've been talking about some real good stories, and I got some new ones coming up here. Looks like we're not supposed to be eating raw cookie dough, really. Really, is that new? They say don't eat raw cookie dough, period. I love raw cookie dough. We got to talk about that. Also, we got to talk about some head injuries. A soccer player that actually had a previous head injury is now being told, please don't play soccer because you will die of a skull fracture. Want to talk about that. Also, some breast cancer news. But this is kind of interesting. There's supposed to be a lunar eclipse coming up in a few hours. Residents in the western United States will be able to see the last total lunar eclipse for nearly 3 years. I guess the next total lunar eclipse isn't going to be till like 2014. So there's going to be a lunar eclipse. That is where the full moon is immersed in the Earth's shadow. All right? It eclipses the moon. So it's going to be kind of cool looking. All right. Eclipse is supposed to be around 4:45 a.m. Pacific time, with the best time to see it between 6 a.m. and 6:57. Oh, my kids better not wake me up. All right. In order to totally see it, you have to be somewhere in the western United States, like Nevada. Ah, that's me. I live in Nevada. And California. For residents of Hawaii, they'll probably get one of the best views. Remember solar eclipses, right? Remember when we'd be at school and they'd poke a little hole in your index card and you had to kind of look at the sun? And they say, don't look at the sun. You aren't allowed to look at the sun, but you can look through the little peephole and see the eclipse. And I couldn't see anything. You know, so I tried to make my peephole bigger. And my teacher's yelling at me, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. All right, so lunar eclipse for those of you on the western side of the country listening to us. Like I said, we are live right now, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. So we are we have the phone lines open, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Donovan working the dials. Big thanks to GCN, Genesis Communications Network, for broadcasting this show coast to coast. All right, so what's going on here? All right, remember the cookie dough had a issue. This was Nestle's Tollhouse cookie dough. There was, I guess, a E. coli outbreak back in 2009. Now, I remember Glenn Beck, one of Glenn Beck's programs, he was sitting there eating the cookie dough while reporting on this, and I got to tell you, it looked good. I love the cookie dough. Well, the reason why we usually yell at our kids to not eat raw cookie dough or raw cake batter is because of the eggs and the salmonella. But it wasn't a salmonella outbreak. It was an E. coli outbreak, and the CDC is saying it was because of the flour, that the flour had E. coli. So, and I am a huge cookie dough eater, and it's usually Nestle's, you know, because Nestle has those big, huge tubs. You know, they're even bigger than butter tubs. So, okay, I know I'm a doctor. I shouldn't be eating that kind of stuff, but I got to tell you, it is good. It is yummy. I love cookie dough. And the funny reason is, the reason why a lot of us ladies, we like cookie dough, is because we think it's less caloric than eating the actual cookie. Right? You know, cookie, you can eat 2-3 cookies, that's a lot. But cookie dough, you can take a couple spoonfuls and you think, well, because it wasn't cooked, there's no calories, right? It's a psychological thing. Anyway, CDC is calling for fail-safe formulas for packaged raw cookie dough. In the meantime, investigator Dr. Karen Neal told The Star to, in quote, don't eat raw cookie dough, period. Apparently, 77 people in 30 states back in 2009 fell ill from exposure to E. coli. 35 of them were sent to the hospital. 10 suffered serious kidney injury, but thank God none died. So investigators, I mean, they spent a year, they said, performing a CSI-like recreation of the outbreak. Oh my gosh, recreation. Take the spoon and go backwards. Anyway, they delivered their verdict and warning Friday, meaning don't eat raw cookie dough. Cookie dough is not a ready-to-eat product, but we know that people might eat the product anyway, even though they're told not to. This is an extra layer of safety. It's true, guys. There's a lot of things in the store. Just because it's sold over the counter doesn't mean you can eat it. I get that, all right? T. Teenage girls make up a big chunk of the cookie dough eaters, they say. The victims had ranged in age from under 5 years old to late 60s. Half of them were under 19. 71% of them were female. Of course, it's our comfort food. Right? When we get dumped or broken up or our husbands make us mad or we're watching a sappy, soppy movie, we like to sit there with ice cream or cookie dough. I tell you, the reason why I prefer cookie dough instead of ice cream is ice cream's cold. And so it, you know, makes your teeth hurt. You know, cookie dough, it's on the cool side. And then you get to chew the chips. But okay, no more cookie dough, people. No more. All right. And again, don't let your kids lick the batter. All right. So the, contaminated flour laced with the raw dough with E. coli. This was the E. coli that does cause kidney damage. Okay, enough with that. E. coli, though, is usually found in ground beef, so I really don't know what the hell I was doing in the flour. But, I mean, look, what happened with the whole listeria outbreak? Remember the listeria outbreak that was finally deemed over as of yesterday? The listeria outbreak, it was machinery that wasn't cleaned and water puddles and soil dragged in. So, you know, pretty gruesome stuff. Okay. You know, other gruesome things we had talked about earlier on tonight's show is Sandusky's latest alleged victim is his 5-year-old grandson. All right. 5-year-old grandson. The mother had, is the ex-wife of one of Sandusky's adopted sons. So it's the ex-daughter-in-law who has now reported the alleged abuse of her 5-year-old son. She's also gotten a restraining order, against Sandusky with her other kids. So, we'll see where this goes, but it's kind of, just shocking, just absolutely shocking. We've had a lot of shocking things happen in the news lately, and, it's just not getting better. You know, I was talking about how a lot of these TV shows now, they're starting to incorporate, incest into the storyline, like Boardwalk Empire and, what's the other show? Game of Thrones. These are two HBO, series, and they have, couple incestual relationships in there. And I was like, when did that start coming into storylines? And it kind of grosses you out, but we're starting to see more and more of that in storylines. Weird, though. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. We talk about, you know, bad news and all these crazy people on this show, and it's so nice when we have a nice little happy story. Apparently, there's a yellow lab that is a hero in Iowa. I have a yellow lab, right? I love my dog, but he's kind of stupid. This dog was smart. The dog is named Reagan. Not a bad name. And what had happened is he had seen in the middle of traffic this meow mix bag. And apparently the dog was smart enough to know that there was something in it we're saving. Somebody had sealed a bag of meow mix with two kittens in it. I don't know what this person was thinking. And it was left on a roadside and run over by traffic on a rural Iowa highway. This was about 3 months ago. And the yellow lab runs up to it, goes into traffic to grab this meow mix bag, and he dragged it all the way home. He kept whining until his owner opened it. And the owner, when he opened it, he saw two kittens just barely hanging on to life. All right? Well, from what I understand, there might have actually been more, and some of the kittens in there actually died. But anyway, two were still alive. There was a litter of four or five of them, and you couldn't tell if there were two or three in the bag. They had been run over by a vehicle. It was not pretty. Oh, my God, you could just imagine. But anyway, Skipper and Tipper, two kittens, are now at the Raccoon Valley Animal Sanctuary. They're doing really well, and the dog, Reagan, is a hero. Just listen to your dog. You know, your dog will tell you something. Dogs are pretty smart. Pretty much our dogs. I love it. Oh, my God. The kittens are so cute. All right. You know, I usually don't like to talk about TV shows on the show. You know, whenever I listen to a radio host talk about a show and I don't watch the show, I turn it off. They kind of lose me. But this, what happened on this one show yesterday was pretty significant that I want to share with you. And it kind of brings up a lot of issues that I bring up on the show. Okay, really quickly, I'm talking about X Factor. Now, I know many of us don't see the X Factor. X Factor came out after American Idol, right? Simon Cowell started it. I guess Pepsi's a sponsor, as Coke is a sponsor of American Idol. So it kind of looked like they're in competition, even they're both on Fox. Well, really, what this X Factor is about is they take raw talent. Like, they have this Josh Krajicek who used to sling burritos, you know, and the guy is a star. I mean, he has an amazing voice, etc. And they've had a couple kids. This little kid, Astro, who did rap. This lovely little girl, Rachel Crowe, also a good singer. Everybody that I've seen on the show, absolutely talented. And what's been kind of amazing about the show is what they do is they take raw talent, you know, kids just living at home. And, I mean, it doesn't look like any of these, they're all amateurs. It doesn't look like anyone's really had true experience. Like the little rapper, he just, I think, did it at home. And then they build them up. They do their makeup. They do their hair. They give them the right song to sing. They give them dancers, background music, instrumentals, etc. And they turn these raw talent, you know, like I said, this other gentleman that, you know, slung burritos into actual stars. Well, what happened yesterday was one of the contestants who had been very mature this whole time, Rachel Crowe, I think she's 11 years old, 12 years old, has been singing mature songs. I mean, she looks like a mini Aretha Franklin. She was adopted by, I believe, a white couple, and she's a little African-American girl. Cutest thing, amazing composure, her disposition, so sweet. You know, sometimes some of these, you know, kids, you could see a little cockiness, but really good disposition. And I guess the judges are supposed to, you know, they look at the people at the bottom of the voting pool and the last two contestants, they have to sing for their lives, you know, so whatever. And then the judges decide, and if the judges are in a deadlock, you know, two against two, then they go to this thing called deadlock where whoever had the least number of votes. Well, anyway, one of the judges, Nicole Scherzinger or whatever, wussied out. She didn't want to choose between the two, so she just left it to deadlock, and it looked like little Rachel Crowe got the least amount of votes. Now, if you see the video footage of this, and like I said, usually I don't like to talk about shows because, you know, if you don't know the show, this isn't interesting, but what fascinated me is how she took the news. This is a girl that has been so mature, almost too mature. They almost built this child up into a child star like they do with all child stars. This is what they do in Hollywood. And they manipulate the audience to thinking of these kids as being little divas. Now, I love this girl. I'm a huge fan. When she got the news, she fell to the stage bawling, crying like a baby. I don't blame her. I would, too. I mean, look at us adults. We cry. Yet Hollywood portrays people as, you know, being tough and godlike and, you know, beyond human. And you see this little girl, after watching her for weeks of being superhuman, completely fall to the stage and cry. Her mom had to run to the stage, and, you know, she was screaming, Mommy, Simon Cowell, etc. And you see her true age, and you actually kind of see her like, you know, you see your own kids, you know? I mean, some of your kids throw a temper tantrum, and they do it in the house. You don't really see that out in school. You don't see it out in public, but you actually saw her for the little girl, precious girl that she is. And I think a huge problem that was just disclosed to everybody is what Hollywood is doing to our little kids. Now, some of you remember one of the other contestants, Astro, actually threw a little tantrum as well. He got criticized for it, but people are forgetting he's a kid. He had been voted in the bottom two, so he stood there with his arms folded, with an attitude, and I think the reason why he was doing it was trying to hold back the tears. I mean, he's on national television, and then, of course, the judges are saying, you're being immature, you're this and that, and then, of course, he had to come back and apologize. But these guys are kids. They are little kids. And what blew my mind is how the mask was taken off. And it's not the girl's fault. Well, the purpose of this show, which from what I understand is I think what they do to all children in Hollywood, whether they're on the Nickelodeon channel, whether they're on, well, they're probably not on Cartoon Network, but, you know, any of these shows where they have child actors or child performers, is they have such a mask, they have such a buildup, they have such a wall, and you really don't see the stress that they go through. You really don't see how much they build them up. And then all of a sudden, there's a hernia on television where there's an opportunity where we get to see what's really happening and what these kids are thinking, and it, I think, just gave us such a big dose of reality. Now, I'm sure Hollywood didn't care. They're still going to go on doing what they're doing, but you have a little girl who was absolutely crushed because she was thought she was a star. Now, I think she still will be a star. Right? I mean, I think she deserves to be a star. She's amazing, just like the other little boy, Astro. But, you know, they ripped her heart out yesterday. And it is really unfair. What I think they need to do to any of these kids, whether they are on reality TV or in Hollywood or whatever, is make sure they have some sort of a therapist or counselor with them every step of the way. Why do all these childhood actors, I don't want to say all of them, but why do so many turn to drugs? Why do they do that? Why do we have Britney Spears shaving her head, going through a breakdown? What is going on? Now, a lot of us who aren't in Hollywood and aren't in show business are like, well, they're doing drugs. They're rich, so they can afford the good drugs. They get bored. They have nothing better to do. And so they feel sorry for themselves. They're spoiled brats and they're idiots, blah, blah, blah. But there's got to be more to it. And when you saw this little girl who, I mean, looks like it is an absolute angel, honor roll, you know, whatever, seeing her break down like that, no wonder these kids go into drugs. I mean, she's thinking she's the next diva. They build her up as such, and all of a sudden, it's ripped away. They need to have counselors. They need to have therapists. They need to be told that that life is not real. Imagine being a star, getting makeup, getting clothes, getting doted over, and it all being gone. It's very hard to go back. You know, people always ask me, they go, Dahlia, are you going to do radio for life? Well, yeah. I went into radio to do it for life. I mean, but Dr. Dahlia, you're in medicine and you went to radio, but I'm still in medicine, you know, and I'm in radio for my medicine, with medicine. So I'm still doing what I was trained to do. But no, I'm, you know, once you start radio, I love it. And this is something I'm going to, you know, do till the day I die. God forbid, hopefully that never happens, but it would be, you know, and I'm thinking not because I'm a star by any means, you know, no, there's no paparazzi, nobody, you know, cares about me going grocery shopping or buying toilet paper, but I just love it. You know, once you're doing something you love, it's not because I get doted over in makeup, trust me, there's no makeup in radio, there's no wardrobe in radio, trust me, you don't get that, you know, but it's just, it's the love of it. And, you know, you love doing something and then you can't do it. You know, these singers that get to perform and get to have a band, they feel like they can't do that once it's ripped away from them. So, my vote is, and my recommendation is anybody that goes into that line of work should really have, especially if they're underage, have some sort of psychological support. Because these kids have no idea what they're going into. They have no idea how vicious it is. You know, when people get turned down for parts, they, you know, people don't realize Nicole Kidman has been turned down for parts, right? Jennifer Lopez has been turned down. Most people don't realize that they'd be turned down. They take it personally. Anyway, we got to work on that. All right, when we come back, more medical news on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has 0 toxins. toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9999. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In some of the earlier hours of the show, we had talked about this one sad case where a young girl had suffered a blood clot and died, but had been in the ER 12 hours earlier, diagnosed with some inflammation or infection of the leg, given some antibiotics, anti-inflammatories, and the doctor had missed it could have been a possible fatal blood clot that went to her lungs and caused her to die. And, you know, so people always ask me, okay, how do I know if I have a blood clot or just leg swelling? Well, if both your legs swell, you know, at the end of a day, that's probably not a blood clot, you know, but your doctor may still run ultrasounds just to make sure. We have had people with bilateral blood clots, but most of us, we just get leg swelling. You know, we don't wear support hose. We don't wear support stockings. Men need to wear support stockings too, you know, especially if they're on their feet all day. And, you know, you get swelling at the end of the day, but if you ever get new onset swelling, especially on one side, or even some redness in the area, we really like the ultrasound. Make sure you don't have deeper clots. Now, sometimes you can have something called a superficial thrombophlebitis, where some superficial veins have some clotting. With that, we do anti-inflammatories. We sometimes do heat because we want to break it up, and we do an antibiotic. My hunch is this doctor in England, that's what he probably diagnosed her, but he didn't run the test. Again, something we're very, very concerned about. I watch so closely what's going on overseas, because if our medicine system has to mirror a socialized country later with Obamacare, I'm trying to see how the doctors are practicing over there, and they aren't running the tests. All right? You know, when I did ER, anybody with unilateral leg swelling got an ultrasound. We always made sure there wasn't a clot, but maybe overseas they can't spend that kind of money. I mean, an ultrasound's not that expensive, but again, when it's socialized medicine and you only have tax-paying dollars, and, you know, especially if not everybody's paying taxes, they're going to cut corners. And unfortunately, with this young girl, she died. Now, people will always say, you know, Dr. Dahlia, there's coughs, there's sneezes, there's fevers. What would you say would be the worst symptom? What symptom should you never ignore? Well, that's a very difficult question. You know, to ask a doctor, you know, because we look at every symptom. I mean, leg pain. You know, if your leg hurts, yeah, that could be a clot. That could be, you know, so we aren't going to say don't ignore leg pain or whatever. But if I had to just pick something that you should always be concerned about, I would probably pick shortness of breath. You know, I mean, I'm not saying every time you're shortness of breath, it's going to be life threatening. But if you don't have it and all of a sudden you do, to me, that would, I mean, really ring, you know, the alarm and red flag, et cetera. You know, because shortness of breath, a lot of things when they go bad, a sign could be shortness of breath. Like, for example, you're having a heart attack. If you're having a heart attack, sometimes your only symptom would be difficulty breathing. Let's say you're an asthmatic. When you start becoming short of breath, you don't ignore it. If you're, you know, running or exercising, you notice on your treadmill or on your equipment, it says stop if having trouble breathing. You know, trouble breathing to me would probably be one of the most significant things that I would say if you ever have it, get it checked out. You know, there's really not a benign condition where I could say you could blow it off. Because honestly, yeah, but that's why I have asthma. I'm always short of breath. No, then that's got to get looked at. You don't blow it off. Well, you know, I had a fever and I have a cold, so I'm short of breath. No, that could be pneumonia. You know, I really can't think of any condition where if you have shortness of breath, I would tell you to just, you know, quit being a wussy and live with it. No. I think all shortness of breath has to be looked at. Same thing with chest pain. Now, you know, chest pain, sometimes people pull a muscle, etc. So, yes, there are very rare cases where, or I should say there are cases where chest pain may not be heart. Of course, it's very difficult for us to diagnose ourselves. You know, I was once, I was at a children's birthday party, and I had horrible chest pain, the worst chest pain I've ever felt. So I tell my husband to drive me to the ER. I should have probably called 911, but I had him drive me to the ER. And, you know, I was already a physician. So my husband's like, wait a second. If you want me to drive you to the ER, this is some serious stuff. And I had drunk some soda just earlier that, you know, that party, and that was it. And as we're driving, my kids are in the car. My husband's turning into the parking lot, and I let out the biggest burp. All right, kids were like, yeah, mom, dude, yeah. You know, they were all happy, and then the pain went away. So what I was probably having was esophageal spasm. Now, again, don't try to diagnose esophageal spasm versus angina versus a myocardial infarct. Don't sit there and try to diagnose yourself. But, you know, chest pain I would probably be my second suggestion of, you know, taking it seriously. But, you know, there's a lot of things. You know, you could have internal bleeding. You could have, I mean, there's lots of little symptoms like nosebleeds, et cetera, that, yes, that can mean something serious is going on, or it could be nothing serious. But I would have to say the one symptom you can never, ever, ever blow off would be shortness of breath. Hands down. Okay? All right. We were talking about earlier this psychologist, really, really weird case. There's a prison psychologist who's accused of faking a rape and robbery at her Northgate home because she was trying to convince her husband to move. 36-year-old Lori Ann Martinez, from what I understand, runs is the supervising psychologist at California State Prison in Sacramento. And she had her friend help her injure herself, hide personal belongings, call police back in the spring to say she was raped and robbed. So the allegations, the fault, I guess, allegations came out in May. She still was able to keep her job, right? But now she is she's being charged with a felony, criminal conspiracy in connection with a false report that she made back in October. April, she has been released from jail after posting $50,000 bond, and her alleged co-conspirator, her friend, has not been arrested, though there is a warrant out for her arrest. Crazy. Just absolutely crazy. We were talking earlier about this Hollywood shooter today. A gunman just kind of calmly walked around Vine Street and Sunset Boulevard, started shooting randomly, hit somebody who was driving a Mercedes in his jaw. He was taken to Cedars of Sinai. He's in critical condition, but he is stable. LAPD had shot the gunman down. Passerbyers and witnesses thought this was somebody was shooting a movie. They thought, it was a movie. I mean, it was happening so calmly. You know, I mean, just like what happened with Virginia Tech yesterday. It was a 22-year-old student. I think his last name is Ashley. I don't have the source in front of me. I apologize. And he had there's no motive right now, but he had gone onto the Virginia Tech campus. He was from a different campus. His name is Ross Truett Ashley of rural Partlow, Virginia. He goes to Radford University part-time. He's only 22 years old. We don't know why he went onto the campus, but he goes onto the campus. He shoots Officer Derek Krause, 39-year-old, who had stopped somebody for a traffic stop, come up to him, killed him point blank, then he turned the gun on himself. We don't know why. We don't know why these random shootings, I mean, just absolutely frightening. We spent a very significant amount of time on the show earlier this evening talking about, how 1 in 3 people supposedly have a mental disorder. Those are the statistics. And I'm not worried about people who have been diagnosed. You know, these people that have been doing these random acts, like Jared Loughner with Congresswoman Giffords and these people here, usually they aren't diagnosed or medically treated. These are just people that haven't been diagnosed yet. And I think these people are probably the scariest people. You know, I'm trying to think back to the gunman in the 2007 Virginia Tech shooting. You know, people after the fact say, oh, yeah, you know, he was weird. There was something creepy about him, et cetera. But after the fact doesn't help us. And many of these people, they're just among us. I mean, if you think back, have you ever worked with somebody who was just weird, just gave you the heebie-jeebies? And you wonder, what makes these people crack? What makes these people decide, I'm going to go and shoot somebody, or I'm going to go and shoot myself and take somebody with me? You know, where are they thinking this? Why? You know, and we aren't getting reports that all of these people are doing drugs. We aren't getting that. You know, a lot of us like to think, okay, well, maybe they did drugs, and when they did drugs, they were acting under the influence. No, we're not seeing that. We're not hearing that. We're not hearing that it's drug. We're hearing these are people that are just everyday people out there walking around, going to the gas station, walking to the store, just deciding to randomly go and shoot. I don't know. All right, when we come back, more medical news on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down. I got a little bit of respect. Don't take it away.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Talk radio. All right, this just in. Looks like a man had to be shot by an off-duty officer in the buttocks, okay, when he decided to grope a teenage girl and another woman on the subway. All right, this happened in Harlem and New York at the 125th Street and St. Nicholas Avenue station. Police say the mother of a teenage girl yelled for officers at about 12:30 today. The off-duty transit officer who happened to be nearby came to the woman's aid. Another woman also told the officer she was groped by the same man. The mother called 911 from a payphone because the officer told her, because he was off duty, to call for backup. There were shouts of, "Police, get down!" Before one shot was fired, the assailant had a knife, but they don't know if there was some sort of an interaction. But look at this. Just some guy randomly on a subway starts groping a teenage girl and another woman on the... You know what I think we should do? I think... In the school curriculum, we should have a self-defense course for both men and women. Why not? I mean, what do we have right now in school? We have French. We have Spanish. Both important. I think it's good to learn a language. Right? We have home ec. We have shop. Why don't we have a self-defense class? When I went to school, you had to have sex ed and driver's ed. Those were requirements. Why don't we have a self-defense class? Why don't we? You know, think about it. Many countries, you have to go into the army, like in Israel. You know, you're all going into the army. So you're all, any citizen of Israel that turns 18 is going to be getting some sort of boot camp and learning how to fight and self-defense, etc. But, you know, in America, most of us don't go into the military. All right, most of us don't go into public service. We don't become a first responder, go into the police or force or whatever. And many of us, we really don't know how to handle ourselves. And I think there are just too many loonies out there for us to not. Now, what I've been doing on the show is telling everybody, all right, well, get your kids into maybe Taekwondo. Get your kids into karate. You know, I mean, I don't really think this should be elective. I think we all should learn self-defense. Now, one of my friends, her daughter was going to a restroom at a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant was back there, turns around and tries to grope her. Now, she blocked. She had some Taekwondo training, was able to block him. Good for her. Thank God. Good for her. And maybe we need to teach, and I'm not talking just girls, boys too. Maybe we should teach these kids how to block. Imagine somebody who is being sexually assaulted. There's all these cases now, alleged cases of being sexually assaulted by coaches, right? Well, what if these boys blocked the first time it happened? Okay, if the kid blocked, maybe leveled their assailant the first time it happened, they wouldn't get caught, you know, by the abuser and then later blackmailed, etc. I think we really need to have our kids. I can't think of any reason not to. I can't think of any contraindication to a child not learning self-defense. We do PE. We do health and fitness. Why don't we teach kids blocking? We don't have to teach kids how to assault. We teach kids defense. Why don't we? This is absolutely ridiculous. Boys and girls, I think we are so underprepared. I think we're underprepared for a terrorist attack. We're underprepared for these loonies going out and shooting. Why don't we make our citizens more aware? And let's start with the kids. Oh, Dr. Dyer, that's too fanatic. No, I don't. I don't think it's fanatic. I think all kids should learn self-defense. And if it has to be through Taekwondo or karate or Krav Maga, then be it. I don't care what martial art. I don't care. But teach kids how to block. Teach kids how to identify a bad guy. Teach kids to know how to duck. You know, we were talking about Virginia Tech, and I had found a website of backpacks that have Kevlar coating. And, you know, I know people make jokes about those backpacks are ugly. They're kind of funny looking. But maybe we really need to send our kids with Kevlar backpacks. We have loonies out there shooting up schools. We had a loony today in Hollywood just start shooting at the streets. If the more you're aware, the less bad things will happen. That's all I'm saying. Okay. All right, so what's going on here? There's a romaine lettuce outbreak. Looks like E. coli. CDC has determined that the romaine lettuce from a single farm is likely to blame for an E. coli outbreak in Georgia, Missouri, and 8 other states. 6 people got sick. Remember this? In October and November, because of lettuce, no one died. 30 were hospitalized, had severe kidney disease. 37 illnesses were in Missouri, Arizona, Arkansas, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, etc. St. Louis-based Schnuck Markets, etc. said Thursday that some of the contaminated lettuce was sold in the grocery store chain Salad Bars. All right, so Okay. E. coli, we've talked about E. coli. It's a group of bacteria that causes diarrhea, UTIs, respiratory issues, can even cause pneumonia. It's usually spread oral fecal, meaning some feces or something gets into the food chain and then you eat it. Unpasteurized milk could have a contaminated water. We were talking about cookie dough, how they're recommending us avoid eating raw cookie dough because of the flour. The raw cookie dough, E. coli outbreak of 2009 wasn't a salmonella issue with the raw egg. It was an E. coli problem, an E. coli bacteria from contaminated flour. Now, they say just because raw cookie dough is out there on the market doesn't mean you eat it. It's not cooked. It's raw. And that's true. You wouldn't eat a raw egg. You'd do something to it. You'd maybe make it sunny side up, or you'd, I don't know, you, what is it? There's a 1 minute egg. I don't know. I need my eggs scrambled. I don't like anything wet and drippy. So I like to scramble my eggs. But, raw cookie dough, that was E. coli. So I guess some feces or something got into flour. Then in 2009, it got into the raw cookie dough, and, it caused a lot of us to not eat cookie dough. I love raw cookie dough. I know. I'm not going to eat anymore. It's not that healthy, but oh, my God, I love the chocolate chips. Okay, so now, also in the news, a teen soccer player had his skull rebuilt after an accident. All right, he had apparently, from what I understood, a fall. He had a 15-foot plunge through a glass skylight when he tried to relieve a lost ball. He had been 2 weeks into a coma, actually almost died, and doctors said he would never play soccer again. He was paralyzed, down one side, unable to speak, but he made this miracle recovery, becoming only the third person in the UK to have a bone cranioplasty, which a fake skull was glued to his head. After months of intensive physiotherapy, he was able to return to the field. So now he's playing soccer again. But they say, look, if you head the ball, you could die. You could refracture your skull. Now, I don't know where his parents are, but if I was his parents, no. No head trauma. Or I would make the kid wear a helmet. You know, I mean, I don't want to embarrass the kid, but, you know, geez. Jeez. All right. So, what's interesting about this is we had a friend of the family whose son was 11 years old, climbed a wall to get a ball, fell also. He suffered a skull fracture, a bleed to the brain, but he didn't make it. He died. And we really underestimate the injuries kids could have by climbing. Now, you know, we all think about, you know, we used to climb trees and climb tree houses and climb on roofs. We did that all the time as kids. But then you hear of these freak cases, and no, I don't let my kids climb trees anymore. I don't let them climb onto roofs. I don't let them do that. You know, like our cats, I like to open the window and let them climb on the roof. And, you know, my kid's like, all right, I'll go bring them in. I'm like, no, you don't. You don't climb on the roof. I'm just so scared of that. And we forget how fragile these kids are. And I know you're like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're such a wuss. You're acting like a mother. No, I'm acting like a doctor who did emergency room medicine and saw kids with fractured skulls. All right. It scares you. Just like drownings. You know, we have a pool, but I cannot underemphasize or overemphasize, I should say, how you need to watch those kids, like especially your older kids. Just because your kid is on the swim team doesn't mean he can't drown. These kids, they run along the cool deck. They run through the puddles. They slip. They fall. They crack their head and then they roll into the pool. I'm sorry to end on a note, but just don't underestimate anything. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Pacific time, another Dr. Dahlia show. It's going to be me and Donovan. Please stay tuned. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. Sign out.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asks, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.